back when Mr. Helen was president, it was a pay-before-you-go plan. It was not considered insurance.
True.
Meaning what? Just explain the difference there.
Well, it was a prepaid health care plan type. You prepaid ahead of time into our fund, and when you needed care, you went to the hospital. And in those days, we didn't even have an identification card. They had handled everything by phone. It was quite a problem. We later got paper identification cards, then now plastic, of course. It was quite an organization. When I joined the plan, I didn't know what it was because I was fresh out of college. And my father-in-law was the chief of the fire department here in Tulsa, Vern Barton. I married his daughter. So I asked him, what about this prepaid plan downtown? He said, what are you going to do, go to work for him? And I said, yeah. He says, go. And so I went.
Good advice.
Yes. The firemen in Tulsa were very much behind the whole idea.
They said petroleum, aviation industries, farmers were a big block of enrollment back then. You've described what prepaid was. Then what is insurance?
Well, insurance got to be scientific. That's really what it was. If you were just a fund, you paid your money and you drew it out or drew something out. Insurance, you were issued a contract and it became legal. If you paid your money in premiums, you went to the hospital or the doctor and that was paid for you out of everybody's premiums. It became less of a personal thing and more of a corporate thing.
Okay.
And that's been debated for years because back then and even today, people really don't consider Blue Cross an insurance company. It's a healthcare financing organization. The argument has been for years, like you can insure a boat or a house, you really can't insure your health. That's been debated for years. And that's why a lot of people say healthcare financing is what we do. We don't really insure anything.
And you would agree.
It's a matter of semantics. And I agree.
Right.
Yeah.